How did it feel to get back on the practice field?
It felt really good. You know, we were just talking about, like, how, you know, up until this point, I've kind of just had to sit back and watch, you know, and wait for my time. So, you know, I wasn't even really, we weren't full speed today, but still just to be out there with the team, you know, back in the mix, it felt really good.
We haven't really had a chance to visit with you basically since you made the team. So what was that like, just making the team without really having played that much in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it was up into the, you know, time until they told us, like, who was on the 53 man. It was super stressful just because I had that quarter and a half to really kind of make my mark, and then the rest of the time I just had to sit back and watch. So, you know, when I was kind of got the news and they called up that team meeting, and I was one of the guys left in the room, it was just a big weight off my shoulders.
What did you sort of think, like, when that happened, when you found out?
I mean, just like it was just a weight off my shoulders, like I said, just because, I mean, you know, I've worked for this, you know, opportunity my whole life, and then to kind of have that, you know, valuable time cut short by that injury, you know, put a lot of stress on me. So it was, you know, once I got that good news, it was, you know, I felt like a new man.
So then what are the last couple of weeks been like, just sort of watching from the sidelines, even that as a member of the man roster?
I mean, this is kind of the first injury I've ever dealt with. So, you know, it's kind of a new process to me. It's kind of, you know, you're kind of away from the team, so that's a tough part, you know, while you're rehabbing and getting back into it. But I think the most important part is just stay mentally into it, because, you know, when you're not really, you know, you're not playing, it's, you know, easy to kind of just, you know, not stay too focused in meetings and, you know, not keep up on the playbook. So that was a big challenge for me and what, you know, I was really trying to do. So, you know, I feel like once I'm ready to be back in game action, I'm going to be mentally prepared.
And what do you think you can bring sort of to the field once you get back?
Just reliability, comfort. You know, I feel like as a receiver, I'm always going to be in the right place at the right time and make the catch for the most part. So, you know, anytime we need to move the change or something like that, I feel like I'm a guy that we could count on.
Where did you get that from, just being this reliable type?
I mean, it's just something. One thing I always say that helped me out a bunch with my hands is baseball, just that hand-eye coordination and concentration. But I mean, it's just something I pride myself on, just because I know I'm not the biggest, fastest by any means. So, you know, I know I got to make the tough catch and be in the right spot.
What's it been like since the team relocated from Irvine? You've been down the street from your house trying to be an NFL player. What's that experience been like?
It's been like I'm back in high school, because I'm living at my parents' house. So I just like wake up in the morning, you know, say goodbye to my parents and drive over here. So, I mean, go home, get home, cook meals. So it's been kind of surreal in that sense.
Is it good or bad? I mean, some guys don't want to play for their hometown team.
I mean, for me, it's good. You know, it adds, and I wasn't even really expecting this, but it's just been really convenient not having to worry about looking for a place to live, you know, not needing to get familiar with the area. So I think it's just kind of taken that, you know, stress out of my life and kind of helped me focus on, you know, what we're doing here.
How do your parents feel about that?
They love having me home. You know, sometimes the tough part is, you know, I come home after like a 12-hour day of football, and all they want to do is talk about like more football. So, I mean, I kind of got to put up with that, but it's awesome being back home.
Have they talked to you about rent yet?
No, they're not charging me. Right. As long as I give them a couple tickets every week.
Thanks, Nelson. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.